Welcome back to Bearheart. Hope you enjoyed that quick commercial break. Now let's continue with the show.
I tell you what, it's been a long time since we've been on the mic, and so much has happened.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how much we've progressed in a, I think, a positive mode or a positive direction than where we were so many months ago.
But I think you are moving that direction. But I believe in the last few weeks, you've seen a push against that. Which is why we see these things going on against ICE, you know, the protests against what's happening in Venezuela. I don't believe it's just ignorance of people protesting against what happened in Venezuela. I believe it's, you know, there was a video out today, and I forget which one of the news anchors was out there. It was like, she was talking about, says, don't you have a job? Don't you have to get paid? Why are you here? She said, oh, I'm getting paid right now.
Yeah.
Was the response of the protester.
Yeah.
So go back and follow the money.
Protester.
Trump said something a while back. He said, we're tracing the money and things are going to happen.
Yeah. Yep.
That's illegal. Always follow
the money.
The American people can protest, but you cannot be paid to go there and protest. That's sedition.
Yeah.
And they're gonna
guys. Look at how much has happened in Minnesota. The fraud that has been found in Minnesota so freaking scary.
Are you talking about the Learing Center?
The Learing Center. What? I thought it was Learning. No, it's the Learing Center. You're absolutely right.
But here's my issue. Is like we were promised certain things, and this is might be the one shortfall that we see, right? And there was hesitation, like with the new Trump administration and everything else. Like, we want to see what comes out of Epstein files, right? Yeah. We want to see those. And they finally released them, right? We haven't seen everything, and has there been actual evidence, right? But we want to see people go to jail. Honest to God, we do. And it's not just for funsies. We want to see people held accountable.
Yeah.
We want to see, follow that money in Minnesota. Follow it to where it goes. Yeah. If it goes all the way out to Somalia, the last person that left here, I want to see that person going to jail.
Yeah.
And I want to see our personnel, where they go out there, and I want to take that same team that went into Venezuela, go send them into Venezuela and take it out of their backside if you need to, right?
And it's starting. People are going to start going to jail. They just seated a grand jury.
You meant Somalia.
Yeah.
Somalia.
They just seated a grand jury in Texas for the Russian collusion hoax. People are going to start going to jail.
I want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody has promised it. Yeah. Nobody's done it. We have it.
Let's go back to his
benefit right now, because he can run these people up. He doesn't have to worry about being reelected. You said drain the swamp. Let's drain it. Let's put these people in prison.
Yeah. Let's go back to, you talked about Somalia. I mean, Epstein files, right? Trump tried his best to squash it. And I really think he was trying to protect, unfortunately,
important people.
Important people on the which side?
He was trying to do them a favor, yeah.
On which side?
The Democratic side.
Hello?
The
Democrats didn't give him credit for it. They've tried to throw mud at him.
And they pushed for it.
And finally he said, fine, go ahead.
We'll let it out.
And what it is, they've got a painting of Bill Clinton in a dress in the Epstein palace or whatever.
Picture of the painting, yeah.
Yeah, picture of the painting.
He tried
to hold them back, Democrats were so certain that there had to be something on Trump. And the only thing you can find on Trump is that he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago.
I'm sure Slick Willie was a legend on Epstein Island.
Oh, hello.
You see what came out of
him, Monica Lewinsky or whatever. Hello.
There was a cigar shop that I worked at. It was in the Dominican Republic years ago. Working there was a cigar shop there. And I go into the cigar shop, and they don't really export, right? Yeah. And this was right after that whole cigar incident, right? And I walked in, I was like, the Robustos, the short ones. I look, that's Hillary Clinton. Picture of Hillary Clinton on the wall in there buying cigars for I couldn't believe it.
So Hillary actually bought the cigar.
I see the picture. I'm like, when was that photo taken? Like, I'm trying to figure out the timeline of it. He goes, could these be the cigars? Like, I never got the final answer, right? Could these be the ones in question, right? The special dip, right? I don't know. But it just cracked me up. I was like, I went in there. It was right behind the major malls there at the time, but this is in the Capitol. It was like, because it was behind the lady with the woman, the husband, or the woman that owned it. It's like, I looked at the pictures above her head, and I was like,
yep.
That's, when was that picture taken?
I'll take one of those cigars.
Trying to keep it all together, right? All right. Don Guillermo was their cigar. And they never exported, but they're really good cigars, actually. Yeah. Pre-dipped, even, well, just
fine. Pre-dipped, huh?
Oh. All right. We got one last topic tonight, gentlemen.
One last.
Yes. America needs Greenland, and Trump says he's going to take it one way or another. He's going to pay for it. He's going to invade.
They won't let it. Yeah, I think they want.
Or what he said today was, I'm going to do something that will keep any other foreign power from being there. But the Danish premier,
Denmark,
said that our citizens are trained and they will repel any American attack.
When you go talk to the 55,000 Greenland residents, 57,000. They all say that they're okay with going under American rule.
And it was floated today that each one of the citizens on Greenland will get $100,000 each if they went along with it. But I'm picturing when he said our citizens are trained and they will repel an American attack. I'm thinking about when the Nazi Germany rolled into Poland and the Polish army met them on horses.
I'll bring that one even closer. It's like,
maybe they'll be riding on the backs of penguins. I don't know.
I'll bring that one even back closer to home. It's like, just 2 days ago when freaking Waltz Tampon Tim.
Oh, my God. Tampon Tim.
Well, I'm going to put you on warning that we have the National Guard on standby. Yeah. So when National Guard gets put on active orders under Title 10, which is federal funding, number one.
Hello.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't threaten me. And I'm going to roll way back to all these other things.
So go ahead and roll.
Is Tampon Tim and all these other ones in these different states that are talking about, you know, we're not going to let ICE come in here and do this.
Who just decided not to run for another term?
He doesn't want to run so he can help fight against fraud. Yeah. Whatever, man. Like, nobody's buying it. You know, but you look at that, it's the whole piece. Oh man, you made me lose my channel.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Tampon Tim.
Tampon Tim. Oh no, that's what it, you got me.
That's
you
what it was. Right? Tampon Tim.
So you have all these ones. Him and the one from Philadelphia I talked about earlier, the chief of police.
Yes.
And they're all protesting against what happened with this poor lady getting shot.
You mean this lady that was involved with Ice Watch?
Ice Watch. Yes, there you go. She spent the entire day chasing them and obstructing them, right? Yeah. At what point do we start arresting them? At what point do we start arresting state officials, municipalities?
Yes, that needs to happen.
Because I will tell you that if you go back to that chief of police who was saying that you don't want this smoke, her officers that work underneath her, because I guarantee she wasn't put in her position for her performance.
No. Right.
You take the officers that work underneath her going, what the hell is she doing, right? Yeah. They will roll over on her in a heartbeat. Yeah. Like, they will not follow those orders. They won't take it. Like, they know, those officers that are working the street, they know what the deal is. But they have to tolerate it, and they can't go against it because it's going to cost them their job.
Yeah.
and they're not going to do it. No. But at the end of the day, if the federal agents roll in her and she says, take them out, they are not going to do it.
No.
They will stand there. They will drop their hands. They will let the federal agents cuff them. And they're like, hey, do what you need to do. I'm good.
A rattle along that item, you're talking about federal versus state. And all these states, in fact, Minnesota, billions of fraud to Somalians, right? Billions. Then as a country, then we need to say, fine, no more federal aid.
Yeah.
And see how much they scream then. Because they sure are screaming about our ICE agents and so forth like that being on their streets and all that. But yet they still want that federal aid. It don't work both ways.
Cut them out and fish them out there a second. This one was crazy. Like, we had years ago when I was still living in California, and it was it's still a beautiful state.
It is a beautiful state.
The people have ruined it.
It needs to be given back to Mexico.
Yeah. Just let it go ahead and float into the ocean.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
But they've been telling me since I was growing up that it was going to fall off in the ocean.
we all keep waiting, but it doesn't happen.
But you ain't been there. It truly is. The landscape
is beautiful.
Phenomenal. Oh, I love that. It's beautiful.
Yeah. But you were down south.
China Lake.
Well, no, China Lake's a little bit north. Yeah, it's not bad up there. Go further north. It's beautiful.
Where was I going? Beautiful.
Yeah. I was going somewhere before we got out of this town.
Come on, you're Charlie.
Wait. We totally get off topic.
Where we
do we take Greenland or not?
We're still talking about Greenland?
You just got to ask for it. Nicely. They'll give it to you.
Yeah. I mean, the 57,000 people
will
gladly sign up and sign the Declaration of Independence,
Has anybody got their back? Check the facts. Who used to have the U.S. Virgin Islands? Who owned that before?
I don't know.
Greenland.
Who has Greenland done the only thing to do?
Greenland is owned by Denmark.
But who had it before? It wasn't us. Who has it now?
I don't know.
U.S. Virgin Islands.
Why would they name it Virgin Islands?
Well, there's not a lot of them there, but...
You've been there.
I know.
Brandon has obviously been to those islands.
Hello.
I just keep looking at you with that wig behind the head.
Where are we going with this? Okay. Continue.
Greenland and Denmark and everybody else used to own the U.S. Virgin Islands. Right?
Okay.
Somebody check that. Just make sure, but I believe that's the truth. And they said, we want it. We said we want it.
Yeah. We took it. Yeah.
No, we bought it.
We bought it.
It was the early 1900s for $25
million. Yeah.
Good investment at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we bought Long Island for a set of teacups. That was a good investment, too.
How nice were the teacups? But we bought it, right? So now you have Greenland. Greenland's like, we don't give a shit, right? U.S., we want you. Dutch says, we're going to keep you. We're like 57,000 people. You guys do what you want.
They said NATO will collapse if the United States takes Greenland. NATO will collapse.
What is Greenland other than untapped mineral rights or whatever?
No, it's a position. It's position.
I know, but it's not going to be like the end of the world if we take it or don't take it.
No, but it's a positive staging position for us.
The beautiful thing is?
What is?
If missiles were put there, they're 8 minutes away from Soviet territory.
Mm. Positioning, right. Yeah. So years ago...
What was the old governor of Alaska?
Oh, no. Come on, don't leave her out of there.
Hey, I liked her. She can live at my house.
Do you ever see the action figures they built?
No. You haven't seen those? She could see California from...
Yeah. Oh, what was it?
Not California.
No, I mean,
she could see Russia. Too many of them PBRs.
What was her
name?
Yeah. Everybody forgot, but
Sarah Palin. Oh, I was in love with her.
So they had this Sarah Palin. You never saw the Sarah Palin dolls? No. So they had the office.
There's a Sarah Palin doll?
There's a line of them. There's four of them, right?
Is it blow up?
There was no, not that big.
Dave, keep your mind. Read your Bible, Dave.
There was like four of them. There was like, there was the political officer who had, she's all prim and proper and has below the knees.
Right.
And then it was the other secretary senator padded. And it was like above the knees, legs are spread a little bit open. The shirt blouse is cut a little bit lower. It was the cop said, you never seen me?
I've never seen me. Yeah. What website are you looking at?
You may not want to know.
Google Sarah Palin dolls. And that comes. They had like four action figures.
But there's no blow up doll. Yeah.
Dave, nothing. Read your Bible, damn it.
Back off away from that one. No inflatables. These were like little action figures, right? Like just like normal G.I. Joe kind of size.
What the hell would you want that for?
I don't know. But the pictures look nice.
Barbie and Ken all over again.
We went way off target, bro.
No, absolutely.
Greenland. I think it's just a political ploy by Trump just to keep everybody off center. Loves doing that, just like Canada. We're going to make Canada the 51st state. You know, I mean, Canada went ballistic.
Yeah.
But it is Trump's way of taking the limelight out of what's really happening.
He gives the left something to think about.
There you go.
Focus on, and the whole time he's doing something else. It's 100%. 4D chess.
100%. Yeah. That is one smart fella. I mean, they'll never give him the credit, but I think he'll go down, at least on the right side, as the smartest, most productive president that has ever been.
And
I'll tell you, before his term, I would have said, hands down, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I agree.
Oh, my gosh. This guy is amazing.
So I think the big difference is number one, when Ronald Reagan said he was going to do something, he was going to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Yep. When Trump says he might do something, yeah. You don't know what he's going to do. But the thing is that you don't know what he's doing, but he's doing something.
Yeah.
When Reagan said, I'm going to do it, like when they freed the prisoners, you have this time to do it. I'm going to do it. There was no question.
The biggest difference was Ronald Reagan could talk to a liberal and a Republican.
Everybody.
And they liked him because he was such an orator.
And I'll tell you,
that was an actor from California.
Yeah. He was phenomenal.
From Hollywood.
And Donald Trump talks, and he just irritates the left to death.
But he loves it. I really think he enjoys that.
I would tell you something way off target here that I noticed last couple of days.
Go ahead. Tell us.
And so let me ask you, so why did Obama win the election? Why do you think? What was his primary reason for him winning the election?
He was black.
Yes.
I wrote a book about that.
Not just that alone, but was he a good speaker?
No, everybody says he was, but I don't believe he was.
I think he was.
No.
He was a good speaker.
And everything that moved him into his office.
It took him 3 years to find his birth certificate, but he was a good speaker.
Everything that moved him into his office, every word he spoke, he was a great speaker, right? And also,
I agree with that.
Freaking Hitler was a great speaker. Oh, he convinced a lot of people.
Yeah.
He was a phenomenal speaker. He got people intrigued. And here's one thing I noticed today. Like, you remember Obama has this movement and these actions about him, right?
His manners, his way he's that. We're radio. What are you talking about?
They can't see it, right?
Right.
But if you go back.
His hand movements.
So you go back and you think about his hand movements, his mannerisms, the way he spoke, his pauses that he would do
this.
And you go back and you watch.
Obama?
Nope. Who's what's his name?
Reagan?
No. Today, they got the freaking House Speaker. One of the House Speakers today, Hakeem Jeffries. Yeah. Hakeem Jeffries.
That's what it is.
But go back now and watch him in the past weeks, right? I'm not saying a year ago. Go back and watch him in the past weeks. His voice inflection, his mannerisms are mimicking Biden's.
That's why.
Not Biden's, but Obama's.
That's why they're calling him Walmart Hakeem.
Yeah.
Walmart Jeffries.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I never
Walmart. They're calling Obama name, come in.
Calling
Dollar Store Obama.
There you go. That explains it. Yeah. Walmart Obama.
Yeah, but you go back and watch the last few days. I just since everything has been catching up. And you watch his mannerisms.
So he has a coach.
The pauses that he is mimicking his speeches.
We didn't have 8 years of Obama. We had 12 years of Obama.
He was
because Biden never presidenced a day in his whole term.
Obama visited the White House 300 times during his White House, Biden's top White House
team. Right, and Biden visited, what, 2, 3, 4 times?
I don't even know if he was even there. And I know Obama was not changing his diaper.
Did you see the wall of pictures, right? Where they put them up, right? So they have all the presidents along the wall, the pathway that walks up, right?
Yeah.
And so there's one of the interviews where they're actually walking down with Donald Trump, because Don Jr. was one of the first ones to show it, and get to the last president, like the... There's a picture of the auto pen.
Because he was never there.
But I forget what the news anchor was that was walking down there with Donald Trump, the president, our president. He walks on. He says, "So do you plan on changing that picture?" "No, I don't think so." We're just going to leave it that way.
That's the most representative picture we can find.
He was in an interview with ABC or NBC or something.
Because I guess after these pictures, we're going to have the little plaques up underneath. They're working on the plaques. They're going to go underneath each picture. "Well, do you think about changing this one?" He says, "No, I don't think we will."
Just and can our media hate him any more than what they do? Oh, my gosh.
But they do it.
It's so slanted.
But the majority, I honestly believe... We have a large majority of the population, but like, they disregard the hate for him, right? Because they think they're rooting him on. Yeah. I mean, we are. Yeah. He's doing good things. We all agree that his tact could be a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
But his effectiveness is what he's getting done.
The thing that worries me is we're coming up on midterms, right?
This is
November will be midterms. And you say he won. He won by a landslide, blah, blah, blah. He did not win by a landslide. There was, 72 million votes for Biden, 74 million votes.
Electoral landslide, though.
Electoral.
Yeah.
Okay? But popularity. So what I'm telling you is everybody needs to go to the polls. And everybody needs to vote because there's not this big landslide that everybody talks about.
If he becomes a lame duck, we're done.
Exactly.
We're done.
Well, I mean, he's a lame duck, right? He's not going to get reelected, but we need to maintain the Republican.
Yeah, but J.D. Vance,
he's not a lame duck because he doesn't care if he gets reelected.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guys,
we've got
9 months till midterm.
Yeah. That's right.
And guess what? He will become a lame duck for the last 2 years if we do not hold the House and the Senate.
Yeah. Yeah.
He will become useless.
But I'm telling you, the same stuff we saw transpire last time when Democrats were fighting for position, we're going to see it again. You're going to see riots. You're going to see these things. Yeah. And they're all going to try to blame
Our next nine months will be crazy.
Yeah. But, they're all going to put the blame on Republicans, but they're going to be the ones inciting it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you responded this way. You did it this way. Just like, I drove my car out. You shouldn't shoot me. Like, that's the natural response. But they're going to blame the animals, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
But you know what? 9 months is a long time. And 9 months to Donald Trump, I think we could take at least Canada, Mexico, and maybe Australia. What do you think?
I don't want Australia. They go, no.
Oh, but
they got kangaroos. They got kangaroos boxing in the nose. You know?
But I'll tell you, they're over.
All right, we'll trade Australia. Which one do you want?
No, but hold on. Let's go back. Let's go back to Australia for a minute. How over the top is this threes, right? So,
Bimini Beach, shooting in Australia.
They're like, with bolt action guns, right? Like, if one person would have had a freaking Glock or any semi-automatic pistol, could have stopped that.
So,
prevented all this. But so, what the response was, let's make sure we take everything plus air guns.
Everything. Plus air guns.
Plus air guns. Yeah. Plus air guns. Oh, my God. From people. There's no reason for people to have this. Yeah. Well, there was no reason for those freaking people that shot everybody else to do what they did.
Where did they get theirs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, theirs were illegal to begin with.
That's the answer. And I tell you what, I'm an Islamophobe. I am proud of it, okay? This is what Muslim dads and sons do on a weekend. They go out and find a Jewish festival and they shoot it up.
But I'll give you this. I will tell you. I'll give you a balance between that because I've met those that follow that book to do what you are saying.
Yep.
Right, because that's what they're taught to do.
Yes.
I've read their book.
That's exactly what they're taught to do.
But I've also known, and you look up this one. Take your time. Look up this one, Rambo of Kabul. Look him up on the friggin' internet, and you'll find his YouTube, right? Yeah. Where it wasn't his page, but some people had put it up there.
Yeah.
This was a man who was insurgents killed his family, and he wasn't having none of it. He killed his wife, killed his kids. And he came and he joined the military forces that are out there in Afghanistan. But I, to an extent, I do agree with, there's some Muslims and everything else that turn them off. But there's other ones that don't follow there are some.
There's good and bad in all ideologies.
But there are some that exclude that piece that says, in that Quran, that says that we must kill all non-believers.
But what we've noticed with the Islamists, we have the radicals, and we have the non-radicals.
Yeah.
But the non-radicals never say a word while the radicals do what they do.
Yeah. Hello,
and we have radical Christians too.
We got Republicans and we got Democrats, and we got Democrats radical. That freaking are running their mouths, and our media is. I mean, hello. You can say the same damn thing about America.
No, because the Democrats aren't out killing and bombing people.
But what? You're full of crap. Look at Portland, Oregon.
Well, they're...
Oh, well.
Couple,
they did it.
But on the majority scale, they're not strapping bombs to themselves, okay?
But every group has radicals.
No, they're just throwing Molotov cocktails at the freaking police.
I'm quite certain those were Democrat Muslim. All right?
Just be careful how radical you go, because we do not want to turn into what the Democrats are.
Oh, no.
I mean, they're nothing but...
I'm an Islamophobe. I am absolutely one.
But look,
card-carrying.
Every group has its extremists, right? And I'll upset people. So it's like the NRA is a good example.
Yeah. Yep.
The NRA is its own worst enemy.
Yep.
Because you have all these guys that want to step, you're going to have to take my gun from my cold dead hands, and you have to do this. And they're going to be like, oh, it's open carry. I can carry my M4, my pistol on my side, and going into the subway.
Yeah.
Like, but there's no need. There's no need for that, right? You're your own worst enemy. Since you know what you have before you have your Second Amendment, you have your First Amendment. The right to go speak and vote and everything else. Yeah. You have these things in place before you do that, but they're not educated enough. They don't listen enough to do these things and become peaceful people.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's easy to be peaceful if you stop them for a minute and stop being friggin' ignorant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Ignorance rules this world, unfortunately.
You got that,
and they're
right,
sold a bill of goods. And it's like you have so many groups that are together, and I think it's much like what this poor woman that has just been shot. It's like they're selling her that she's a victim. Yeah. She's a victim of the bill of goods that she was sold. She was honest, the bill of goods that she was sold. Yeah.
She was not a victim because of what she did.
No.
She was a soldier.
There you go.
She was a soldier fighting.
No different than the person that straps on the bomb on themselves and go.
Yeah.
And one of the mothers at her son's elementary school said she was a hero and she died fighting the good fight.
But there's somebody else that's
what
funny.
Fight?
That somebody
what fight is she fighting?
They're in a fight. This is a civil war. It's on the verges of a civil war.
There's somebody else that funded that program.
There is.
Is promoting her as a martyr.
Yeah, right.
They are promoting her as a martyr.
There was money there.
They're talking about how great she did for the people.
There.
You know, what she did. They're promoting what she did as a great thing. You know, she took this sacrifice.
Yep.
They're doing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was a hero. She died doing what she should have been doing.
And that officer will be cleared 100% of what he did.
No, they have a lesbian race.
Their agenda will not change.
Say that again, buddy.
I said she will, or they will clear this officer of what he did.
Absolutely.
But their agenda will not change.
They will clear this officer and the state, the friggin' state of Minnesota will charge him.
Guys,
we're forgetting.
I've been thinking about
that. What comes down to the core is Minnesota. Why are they there? Because there's so much freaking fraud with the Somalians there in the state of Minnesota. That's why ICE was there, and they're still defending.
This is where I would go back to the state. I would go back to the state, and I would charge the state itself with obstruction of justice.
Yeah,
because the. Where was the state officers? Where was the state's officers' opportunity to comply and work with the federal agents?
They should have been ahead of the ICE, and yet you don't see nobody.
Yeah.
All you see is the guys getting out of the ICE.
How about this? We just dissolve the state of Minnesota, give half it to Wisconsin, half it to Michigan.
Some of them said go ahead and give it to Canada.
That's a heck of an idea, Vernon.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
All right, we give that Minnesota to Canada and California to Mexico.
What'd you say? Two teacups? Two teacups off to Minnesota.
I like Minnesota.
The wives are beating on the door with torches and pitchforks again. All right, so we give Minnesota to Canada and California to Mexico.
How about we give the Minnesotans to Canada?
There you go. Tim Walz, right there in the front of them.
We'll just push the people up there. We'll keep the land. Because have you been there? It's beautiful.
Oh, it is.
The lakes.
Yeah. It's cold as shit, but it's beautiful.
All right.
Fishing, the hunting.
All right, folks. Now we know if we get Bearheart for president, what will happen. We will fix the nation's problems in just a few moments. Good to be with you here tonight.
Ding, ding, ding.
Say goodnight, gentlemen.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, gentlemen.
Goodnight, gentlemen.
That's all for today's episode of The Bearheart Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned for more awesome content coming your way soon here on WVFF 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.